Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Let the madness begin. Louisville at the buzzer just beat. And we'll do a scoreboard coming up at 8:30. But they just defeated Stanford. But in my eyes, it was controversial because they took a three. They missed it. The player from Stanford got the rebound. Got whacked. Like, absolutely got bludgeoned, got fouled. They didn't call it. The ball goes to a member of Louisville, and they knock down the shot. I can't believe that they didn't call anything here on the rebound. Like, he's getting whacked.
Yeah, some sort of a loose ball foul right there.
That's crazy.
Just a shot, yeah. Shot from the elbow.
That's crazy. That is crazy. All right, we'll get to a scoreboard coming up at 8:30. Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. I've got evidence that and I said this last week. The Vikings, I think, are approaching this and doing the right thing and waiting to give him a new contract. For a while there, I was like, well, hold on. Kwesi deserves a new contract. I mean, we just gave a contract to KOC. And look, he knocked it out the park last summer with regards to free agency. His drafts have been beyond shaky. Well, we got further evidence that his drafts haven't been very good, okay? And that, yeah, we indeed probably need to wait and see how things play out with this year's draft picks because they don't have many draft picks. Let's see how this plays out here coming up in the draft. Because if you hadn't heard the news, the Vikings have traded guard Ed Ingram to the Texans. The Vikings traded Ed Ingram to the Texans for 2026 sixth-round pick. So a sixth-round pick next year. Not this year, but next year. And you may say, well, okay, like they traded him away, so they got something for him. They drafted him in the second round. Yet another failure, and I'm going to call it a failure, with regards to a draft pick by Kwesi. Kwesi's first draft was terrible. In the words of Charles Barkley or Stephen A. Smith, terrible. Ed Ingram, 2022, second round pick, 59th overall, has been traded for a sixth round pick. Kwesi put himself in the crosshairs with bad drafting. He is going to have to get out of it by good drafting. That's just how it is. I'm sorry. He's got to get out of the crosshairs with a good draft this year. And this is the problem. They lack draft picks. They're lucky they get a compensatory pick because of Cousins. They get a third round pick because of Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta free agency. So that helps. But man, he is absolutely under the microscope.
As he should be. But at the same time, he admitted that that draft was not good. I mean, he's basically by, you know, cutting Lewisine and trading Andrew Boot Jr. and, you know, trading Ed Ingram. And, you know, I know that, you know, Garrett Bradbury, you know, wasn't his guy, but they're looking to shop Garrett Bradbury and
They probably won't be able to get anything.
But, I mean, you look at some of these teams, like, I mean, the Rams could not find a taker for Cooper Kupp. And I know it's not the same thing. But players, when, you know, teams, when they know that they're going to release players, if you can get anything for them, they're going to be happy to get it. And if the Texans will give you a sixth-round pick next year for Ed Ingram, who lost his job the minute that Will Freeze was signed, then I think you get, you got to give him credit. I think he knows that his drafts haven't been good. Well, that was his first one with the Vikings.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was, I don't know if it was just a product of him finally being the guy instead of being like a bit player in Cleveland and had influence in, what, San Francisco. I think those were the two places that he had that he stopped before he was here. You admit your mistake. It's not like he's sitting here doubling down with these. He's
no, but people,
he's trying to do his best to, and I'm not being a quasi apologist, but he's doing his best to try and at least salvage some sort of value.
I get that. No, I give him credit for owning it and acknowledging that he picked, but I give him that. But let's break this down. And I talked about this when we covered and we did draft coverage in real time. The Booth Jr. pick was a terrible one. I had somebody in a war room, AFC team, that I'm not going to say which team it was. They said that Booth Jr. on their draft board, do not draft because of medical concerns. They drafted him high. Ed Ingram, you know what they said? Character issues. He had the incidents. Or incident at LSU, the allegations of like a sexual assault or something like that. So, look, apologize and say, you know what, I had some bad draft picks. That's fine. But going into it, there was research and information out there, and you maybe didn't do enough due diligence to pick better players.
Well, I mean, you thought Lewis Cine was going to be – I think what makes that draft tougher, too, for Vikings fans – is because
Kyle Hamilton being a stud.
Kyle Hamilton being a stud, and you traded with the Lions, and you moved down because you wanted more draft collateral, and Jameson Williams is going to end up being a great player, and you know Kyle Hamilton is already a Pro Bowl and an All-Pro. You know, Andrew Booth Jr., one of those guys that when you look at Clemson, I think Clemson is one of those products that one of those programs that if you're looking at him, you're like, yeah, this guy's got a lot of potential. That's the key potential. And they're looking at, you're banking on a lot of things breaking right for Andrew Booth Jr.
No excuse, because his medicals were terrible. His medicals were terrible. And we knew at the time the medicals were terrible. So I'm not giving a pass. We're not picking people just based on what school they went to. If the medicals were that bad, which we all knew he missed a lot of time, they should have just passed on him.
Yeah, they should have. But you're looking at, you know, I'm just trying to go back and you know, play devil's advocate. Yeah, here's a big physical kid, you know, 6 foot, a 6 foot corner with that kind of body. You're like, okay, if he gets healthy, we're going to get some value. It's a big if, and it's an if that did not work out. So, you know, you're going to hit, I think you're going to hit on some, you're going to miss on some. I think what makes it a little more daunting when you're talking about Kwesi, number one, all of the misses in that, and it being your first one, like that is the lasting impression.
Let's go to the following year though. What about the following year? Do we think that he was any better in the draft? Like Jordan Addison, that's not a stretch. We know Jordan Addison is going to be a good player.
Yeah.
So I mean, how much credit do you want me to give you? Mekhi Blackmon, I think, is a decent – he's a decent guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of that draft was what?
I don't even, I don't have it up in front of me.
Yeah, I do. Jay Ward, Jaren Hall, no longer here.
Yeah.
Dwayne McBride. I mean, there's nothing that stands out about that draft.
I did not like the Dwayne McBride pick. I will fully admit, I did not like the Dwayne McBride
pick. You're
taking
a flyer on a running back late, though. I didn't really – that didn't bother me. Yeah. Like, the back end of the draft – because what was McBride? He was a seventh-round pick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain about
that. Yeah, I mean, I just looked at it and I just kind of – you knew that – I don't know. I just had this feeling that if he was going to be anything, he was going to be a special teamer. I mean, everybody has bad drafts. And I'm I'm not going to throw
them. Are you sure?
Yeah. Everybody.
I don't think the Baltimore Ravens have bad drafts.
They haven't had a... They've been good, but you can't say that everything that they've done has been perfect, or the 49ers, or the Eagles.
There's a difference between having a bad draft and a bad pick. The Baltimore Ravens, they're not the only organization. They don't have bad drafts. I'm sorry. They don't have bad drafts. There are organizations that don't have bad drafts. I don't think that the Pittsburgh Steelers, for the most part, now they messed up when they took Kenny Pickett. That was not a good draft pick, but they don't have bad drafts. There's a difference between a bad pick and a bad draft.
Well, I think, though, if you have a draft pick that end up being a bust, but the rest of your draft could be good, I don't think that you... At times, you can call that a bad draft. You might have your first-round pick may bust. And I don't have it in front of me, but I'm just saying hypothetically. Your first-round pick busts, but the rest of your draft, you get serviceable players. But people.
Well, what if you get a gem out of that draft?
Well, I mean...
What if you get a Pro Bowl like an elite player?
If you do...
You don't think it helps your cause at all?
Oh, absolutely it does. But if you don't, and you get starters, but you don't end up getting... You know, you don't end up getting the notoriety that you would because everything's going to be on this first round pick that might bust. Like, that's what the narration is going to be. That's what the talk is going to be. Yeah, this was all great, but your first round pick just ended up being, you know, a complete waste.
You know, so, he's going to end up getting Kwesi a new contract, or he's going to get him fired. You know who that is?
J.J. McCarthy?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we
it's
knew
as simple
this.
As that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that is, and I think that's why with all of this free agent, you know, discussion, and by the way, you know, Gardner Minshew mania.
KC.
It's not coming.
You wanted him. I didn't.
We can't get a WrestleMania. We can't get a Minshew mania.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, what kind of mania can we get up here? I mean, for crying out loud, you know? We just want to have nice things.
You just want to have a mania, huh?
I just want to have a mania. What's wrong with having
Create
a mania?
Your own mania.
I don't know.
Don't we got March Madness?
Well, that's madness.
The Golden Gophers.
That's not a mania. That's a madness.
I'm just joking. I had to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right
yeah, I mean, it was right there. I know. It was right there.
That's a gopher right there. Elijah Hawkins, former gopher. He's on the set of ESPN. He was the point guard for the Gophers last year.
Yeah.
I spoke of a gopher or former gopher.
You talked it into existence. Did Tommy Tuberville coach him too? Is that why he's so good?
Oh, my goodness.
She has Tommy Tuberville.
Imagine that. I said gopher. And, of course, he's on the set.
Speaking it into existence. Oh, that's a nice pass by him.
That's something else.
Huh. That's a good highlights.
That is something else.
What colors is he wearing? Oh,
that's not maroon.
Not the right one.
That's not maroon. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we've got Word on the Street right here on The Lake Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Word on the Street time. Right here on The Good Neighbor. Word on the Street now. Scoreboard coming up next. We got plenty of scores to get through. The Wild are in action tonight, too. So let's dive into it. Word on the Street. What you got, man?
Here's an interesting story, but it's not what you would think it would be.
Okay.
Dawn Robinson was a founding member of the successful singing group, part of the pop soundtrack in the 90s, and En Vogue.
Yes, I love En Vogue.
I mean, they were a big part of my high school experience.
Oh, I love En Vogue. And Dawn, she was one of the Let's just say H. Lake crushes back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, she still looks good.
Oh, no. I'm a fan of the group, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, in a video shared on her YouTube channel earlier this week, the former member of En Vogue, whose hits include My Lovin' and Hold On, revealed that hard times have led her to living in her car. Now, Robinson said she planned to share this information when she first started her channel, though some people told her, you shouldn't talk about it because you're a celebrity. What if they judge you? And she's like, I'm like, okay, and what if? Like, what if they judge me? So what? We're all judged. Life is life.
Agree.
She then took some deep breaths and made a confession. For the past almost three years, I've been living in my car, she said, before squealing. I said, oh my God, it's out. Now, she explained, back in 2020, she was living with her parents in Las Vegas, and that was wonderful until it wasn't. She said she ended up living in her car for a month when her co-manager offered to let her stay in a home with him in Los Angeles. He said, I don't have a lot of room, but I'll make room for you, she recalled. But when I got to his place, he didn't actually have room. Instead, she said she ended up in a hotel for 8 months and had difficulty getting an apartment. She said she started researching what they call car life and learned there's a community of people who choose to live in their vehicles. She said she felt free. I felt like I was once on a camping trip. Recalled of how she once felt when she adjusted to living in her car in 2022. Now, Robinson said she didn't reveal her living situation to seek pity. Instead, she hopes her story of resilience will inspire others. She said, it's not a woe is me. I'm learning about who I am. I'm learning myself as a person, as a woman. She plans to continue documenting her current life, which she described as an adventure and an unexpected path that I've enjoyed quite a bit.
Yeah, I saw this story earlier. I'm glad that you put this on Word on the Street. I'm glad that she came out and she's doing this because, you know, as a celebrity, because she's still that, even though En Vogue is not, you know, an up-to-date group.
Yeah.
I like the fact that she's this transparent and vulnerable. Like, she's dealt with some difficulty. She's trying to overcome some adversity. She's living in her car. She's not the first nor the last. Yeah. And she's letting people know the deal there.
And this is a choice at this point. Like, she's choosing to do this because it's what makes her comfortable. And if that's what makes her comfortable, then that's what she should do. Absolutely. Hey, we should feel really bad for celebrities and people that are rich and on TV, right? Well, especially when someone only works 34 days a year. But Vanna White says it's not as easy as you think. Now, during a conversation on the Elvis Duran in the Morning show, she talked about her work schedule on the Wheel of Fortune, and she says we film 34 days a year. That's it. Now, those present reacted with a surprise. White was then asked how many shows she films in a day. She says 6 shows in a day. And she says, come on, feel bad for me. After all, as was pointed out, that 6 wardrobe changes. Man, life's tough. When White was told that means she has 331 days off a year, co-host of the popular game show looked slightly surprised, said, yeah, I guess so. I never thought of it that way. 331 days off every year for over 40 years. Sounds like a great job, Duran noted before praising her. And you know what? No one deserves it more than you. You're the best. Of course, Vanna White bid a tearful goodbye last June to longtime Wheel of Fortune co-host Pat Sajak, who left after 41 seasons. Two had co-hosted the show together since 1982. She now works with Ryan Seacrest, who took over the hosting duties.
All right, so Vanna White makes $10 million a year. $10 million a year. I'd love to take that job. But she gets 331 days off?
Yeah, 331
year?
Days off.
Sounds like she's got the same deal that Jason DeRusha has.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, I mean, Jason and Vanna White, they must have the same agent. Because obviously they're negotiating some hella good deals. Yeah. By the way, when you know Cook asked me to come in early because he wanted to hit the bus to go to Maple Grove game, I'm like, yeah, it's cool. He's like, yeah, come in and hang out with Carter. And I'm like, Carter? I'm like, oh, Adam Carter's in this afternoon. I'm like, of course Jason's going to take a Thursday off.
Wow.
I mean, he got to get out there early.
He's back at it tomorrow.
Oh, is he?
I think he's back in tomorrow.
I mean, that's not a cut and paste. He's really in? He's working a Friday? Huh. I didn't. Wow. I mean, next thing you know, you're going to tell me the Sasquatch is real. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. But he's only got a two. He's got like a, what, 2-hour show tomorrow because of twins. That's why he's
Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's why he's working on a Friday, because they've only got a two-hour show.
Oh, by the way, programming note for us tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just so people know that, you know, because we're gainfully employed still. But tomorrow, leading into us is what?
Twins baseball!
And we'll be on the airways roughly right around, what, 7:45 or so?
7:45 is 8-ish, yeah. I don't know. The thing about, like, spring
training... Well, there won't be a final pitch.
Yeah. There's no extra innings, so if this thing is tied, like the All-Star game in Milwaukee years ago, we're just, like, ending it in the 12th inning. It's just like, Vicente Padilla, thanks for coming. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, my guy, one of my favorite musicians of all time, one William Martin Joel, has announced that he's rescheduling several tour dates so that he can focus on recovering from recent surgery. Now, Joel shared on news on his Instagram, writing in a statement that the tour would be postponed for 4 months so that he can undergo physical therapy under the supervision of his doctor. He said, "While I regret postponing any shows, my health must come first. I look forward to getting back on stage and sharing the joy of live music with our amazing fans. Thank you for understanding." Now, they say he's expected to make a full recovery from what they say is an undisclosed medical condition. Now, he's postponing 8 shows. Existing ticket holders will have their purchases honored at the rescheduled shows, now taking place in November and July 2026, November through July. The tour is set to resume on July 5th at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. Now, last one, it's kind of scary. Concertgoer captured a video of him falling backwards on stage while performing "It's Still Rock and Roll to Me" during a concert at Connecticut's Mohegan Sun Arena. Mm. He quickly stood back up, resumed his performance. Next tour stop was set to take place in Toronto, March 15th, date that is rescheduled for March 14th, 2026. Of course, Sting and Stevie Nicks are set to join him for several of the rescheduled dates. Had a chance to see him with Stevie Nicks.
Loved it?
Oh, I loved it. I mean, I've seen Billy Joel more than I've seen any other artist.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I think I've seen him like 5 times now. He's great.
That's awesome.
And every time, I mean, it was just, I dig Fleetwood Mac and obviously know Christine McVie, but Stevie Nicks, she looked and sounded fabulous. Fabulous.
You know who I want to see again that I saw one time? I saw him at the Armory. But I definitely want to see Sting.
Mm.
He was awesome.
I would love to see Sting. And I mean, how cool is it that you got these guys? You know, it's like Sting is leading into Billy Joel. Stevie Nicks leading into Billy Joel. I've never seen Sting. But I mean, I've seen the wrestler Sting, but I've never seen the musician Sting. Man, I'm glad some of these legends are still out doing it. I know some people are like, "Well, they're so old." Well, yeah, but I mean, if there's a demand for them, you can play the hits. I'm okay with playing the hits. Give me all the hits. Mm-hmm. Give me all the hits.
Gotcha. All right, that's going to wrap up Word on the Street. It's a Thursday evening. We got plenty of madness going on. Let's get to a scoreboard. We do that after weather right here on the Lake Show. I am fired up because it's March Madness. There's so many sporting events that are taking place. I got friends that are texting me from XL because they're watching the Wild and the Rangers. And we like to do we don't always do scoreboards. We typically do them in the fall when there's football and stuff. But then we also get back to it here during the course of the tournament. Yes, for both high school basketball and then also with March Madness and the conference tournaments. But let's get into a scoreboard. And we actually have got somebody in studio. I just aforementioned Dan Cook. He was at, I'm assuming, the Maple Grove basketball game a little bit earlier. So dive into the scoreboard, one Chris Tubbs.
All right, let's get into it. And since Dan Cook is here, I don't want to waste his time because...
Yeah, we're staring at him.
His time is precious.
Turn his mic on.
You're very kind.
He was going to turn his own mic on.
I had it.
Oh, yeah. I figure he knows how to turn the... He knows how to turn those.
Dang, you're sweating. Was it a barn burner or what?
No, it was actually, it felt a lot closer. They won. Maple Grove won by 19. It was 69-50. So it was a comfortable win for the Crimson in the semifinals.
No, hold on. It's a scoreboard. You got to tell them who they beat.
They beat Lakeville North.
Okay, thank you.
In the semifinals, girls class 4A. Championship game coming up Saturday night. Hopkins and Eastview getting it on right now in the other semifinal. And they'll face Maple Grove Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Yep. Hopkins up early in that game. 8-5 over Eastview.
8-5. And Hopkins playing who again?
Eastview, yes.
All right, so dilemma time.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm a friend of Dan Cook's. Colleague, co-worker.
Does he feel that way?
Great guy. Well, I feel that way about him. That's okay. How I feel about him. He's a
Is
great
it
guy.
Reciprocated?
He's a great...
We're about to find out.
So, your brother... What's your brother's first name again?
Mark. Yes.
I loved hearing him on with Stevie T taking shots at you over the weekend.
Oh, man, did he ever.
That was pretty fun.
He actually called me and apologized afterwards.
Yeah, talking about your age and stuff like that or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that just, of course, love to root for you. If, though, by chance, Maple Grove faces Hopkins.
Yeah.
My friend, who I've known since we were kids, is Tar Starks. Head coach at Hopkins. So,
Who's standing right here now, Henry? Who's standing right here on your show?
We talk about reading the room, Lake. Read the room.
I'm sorry, Dan. I really don't have that much. But I feel like I can't lose.
Sure, let's go with that.
There's a piece of
I'll take that.
I'm going to be happy for your brother. At the same time, if he, if they stumble and lose to Hopkins, I'll feel great for Tara.
Either way, Henry wins.
And that's really the important thing. Right? Forget about the girls and all the work that they put in. How's this championship game benefit Henry Lake?
That's the only thing we're going to take out of the scoreboard. Just Henry Lake wins no matter what.
Mark Cook, head coach of the Crimson, will be on with Vanita Sakkar tomorrow morning on the morning news, 8:40 a.m., talking about the number one ranked Maple Grove Crimson girls basketball team headed to the state championship Saturday.
Great crowd?
Good crowd, yeah.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I got to say hi to our friend Dave Lee as well, so that was fun.
Pretty good crowd for a Thursday.
Not bad. Not bad.
Awesome.
You'll take it. Williams is a fun place to watch basketball.
Yes, it is.
All right. I don't want to hold you, but thank you for coming in
here,
hanging out, and he's got some work
Once again,
do.
Maple Grove 69, Lakeville North 50. Maple Grove playing for a championship Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
What's the gimmick? What's the mascot?
The Crimson.
The Crimson. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I just wanted him to get it in one more time.
Fear the leaf, baby. Hashtag fear the leaf.
Hashtag fear the leaf.
All right, what else you got, Chris?
Love it. I don't know if it's – I don't know if I can top that.
We don't need the Maple Grove score again. I can see you're going to pander to Dan Cook right now.
No, well, he's out of the studio now. I don't have to pander to him.
I'm joking.
Yeah. Hey, at the Gangelhoff Center earlier on today, Class 4A, this is all girls basketball. Gangelhoff Center, Class 4A, Constellation Semis. It was Brainerd over White Bear Lake, 68-63. Class 1A quarterfinal at the Maturia Pavilion, 1 versus 8 Goodhue over Walker Hackensack Akeley, 76-47. Class 3A semifinals from earlier today at Williams Arena, St. Benil Margaret's over Alexandria, 60-52. Class 4A consolation semis at the Gangelhoff. It was Chaska over Anoka, 75-53. West Central knocked off Cromwell Wright. That is a Class 1A quarterfinal. That was the 4 over the 5. Class 3A semifinals as well. The Marshall Tigers over Creighton-Durham Hall, 57-48. Class 3A consolation semifinals earlier, it was De La Salle, 70-60 over Stewartville. McCray by 4 over Mayor Lutheran, 55-51. Class 1A quarterfinal, that was the 7 seed knocking off the 2 seed. So an upset there. Class 3A consolation semifinals, Rock Ridge, after their loss to Marshall, defeated Monticello 52-50. Class 1A quarterfinal, the 3 seed Sleepy Eye St. Mary's over the 6 seed Sacred Heart 65-61. Sauk Center over NRHEG in the Class 2A consolation semis 79-54. And one game that we do not have any information on, that started at around 8 o'clock at the Gangelhoff Center, Class 2A consolation semis, Barnesville and Caledonia.
Okay.
So, we do have some boys basketball, if you want me to run down that real quick.
Let's do it.
Okay. Southwest Minnesota State Downey Marshall, Class 2A Section 3 Championship, Montevideo over Jackson County Central, 62-61, one-point win for Montevideo. Class 1A Section 7 semifinal at the Romano Gymnasium, Deer River over Iron Mountain Buell, 73-61. Bold defeated Medalia. That is the Class 1A Section 2 Championship at Minnesota State University Mankato. The Mayo Civic Center, Class 1A Section 1 Championship, Goodhue knocked off Rushford Peterson, 84-79 at St. Thomas Academy. Class 3A Section 3 Championship. St. Paul Harding knocked off the home team, St. Thomas Academy, 66-65.
Ooh, wow. One point game.
1 point win for Harding. At Anoka, Class 4A Section 7 Championship, Anoka over Centennial, 57-45. Detroit Lakes High School, it was Class 3A Section 8A Championship. Alexandria over Fergus Falls, Cardinals over the Otters, 94-72. Some of the best mascots in the state coming from northern Minnesota, even though I'm from the southern part of the state, some of the best mascots up there, just in terms of the name. St. Michael Albertville High School, Class 3A Section 5 Championship, 78-52. Totino Grace knocked off Monticello. Apple Valley High School, Class 4A Section 3 Championship. Apple Valley, the home team, defeated the Eagan Wildcats, 62-54. At Sartell, it's the Class 4A Section 8 Championship. Again, this is all boys. The Moorhead Spuds, just fresh off of their first ever hockey championship, they defeated St. Michael Albertville 59-58 on the road.
Because last weekend they defeated Stillwater.
Yep, they did. Benilde St. Margaret's Class 3A Section 6 Championship. That game currently in progress. Orono leading Benilde's 35-26. We do have a couple other games that are currently going to be happening. Let's say about the Class 3A7 Section 7 Championship. Up north, Duluth Denfield over Hibbing, 75-52. And a couple of games that are currently in progress. We mentioned the Benilde's and Orono game at the De La Salle High School Class 3A Section 4 Championship. De La Salle leading St. Paul Johnson 32-23. In the Creighton-Durham Hall High School Class 4A Section 4 Championship, good game between Creighton-Durham Hall and the Tartan Titans. Right now, Creighton-Durham Hall leads by 769-62.
Who are they taking on right now?
It's Creighton-Durham Hall and Tartan.
Tartan, okay.
Yep, Creighton-Durham Hall with a 7-point lead. Cherry and Cromwell Wright, we don't have any information. That game started about an hour and a half ago. That's the Class 1A Section 7 semifinal. Wasika, the Blue Jays and Belle Plaine, that game at Minnesota State University Class 2A Section 2 Championship. A game down in southwest Minnesota State, Dawson Boyd and Hillsbeaver Creek. Those games scheduled to start at 8. And Caledonian Lake City, the Mayo Civic Center Class 2A Section 1 Championship also underway, but we do not have a score on that.
All right, gotcha.
Let's get to some
NCAA.
Yeah, let's get to some NCAA basketball here. Let's go to the.
We got the TVs fired up. I'm fired up.
Yep. Let's go to the SEC. MIZ. Okay. Anyway.
Okay, Kim English.
Okay. Hey. There's a reason why I pick and choose my parts of my Mizzou fandom, because sometimes they've not been good. 21st ranked Mizzou. They are tied with Mississippi State, 58-all. They are under the 8-minute timeout, the media timeout, in the SEC second round. We do have in the Big Ten, I'm going by these are all top 25 scores.
Yep.
The 20th-ranked Purdue Boilermakers, they trailed USC 25-17.
This will be an upset.
Yep, Big Ten tournament second round.
It's early.
8-minute, yep, they are under the 8-minute timeout there. Games that went final earlier on today. A couple of injuries for Duke, including Cooper Flagg, out for the rest of the ACC tournament, but they defeated Georgia Tech 78-70.
With the sprained ankle.
With the sprained ankle.
And it was a nasty little sprained ankle. Yeah. But he was he looked fine. Well, I don't say fine, but they're not going to risk it.
No, in the ACC, no, Duke's got. I mean, they'll be the number one seed. Yeah, they're the number one team in the land, and they could be the number one overall seed. They should be the number one overall seed when we get to Sunday. Second seeded Houston Cougars. Whose house? Whose house? Heard that a lot when I was in H-Town, as the kids call it. 77-68 over the Deion Sanders. No, I'm kidding. That's football. Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter. No, you know what? 77-68, Houston over Colorado. Big East Tournament quarterfinal. Sixth-ranked St. John's over Butler, 78-57. And Rick Pitino.
Wow.
And all Rick Pitino does is win, 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 no matter what. As you mentioned.
Go to strip clubs.
Yeah. The Ramblin' Wreck. Yeah.
He likes restaurants.
He does. Texas Tech over Baylor, 76-74.
Close the front door.
Yeah, I know. BYU, ranked of two top 20 teams. 17th-ranked BYU over 12th-ranked Iowa State, 96-92. That's a Big 12 quarterfinal. The game that we were watching, Louisville over Stanford, 75-73. 13th-ranked Cardinal moving on in the ACC quarterfinal. Texas knocked off 14th-ranked Texas A&M in double overtime, 94-89. SEC tournament second round. the Wisconsin Badgers in the Big Ten. Second round defeated Northwestern 72-63. Staying in the Big Ten, 23rd ranked Oregon over Indiana 72-59. Illinois, how about this game? You put up 94 points if you're Iowa.
No defense.
And you lose. Illinois, 106-94 over Iowa. And Marquette, 89-87 over Xavier. Cornwell, 38 points for Xavier. But Ryan Cornwell, the 38, not enough as they fall to the Jason DeRushes of Marquette.
Of Marquette, yeah.
Of Marquette. Let's get to some NBA here quick, Henry. The Bucks over the Lakers, 113-94. Just about 6.5 minutes left to go on that one. Luka with a double-double, 40 points, 11 boards. Not enough. Lakers, I mean, hey.
It's not enough.
They're the best team in the NBA, apparently, according to some NBA pundits. But, you know, I digress. Cameron Thompson, 19 points to lead the Nets. They lead the Bulls 87-78 with 1.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. The Magic over the Pelicans, 86-56. Pablo Banchero, double-double there, 30 points, 10 boards for Orlando. Washington over the Pistons, man. Cade Cunningham, 38 points, 10 assists was not enough. That's a bad loss for the Pistons. 129-125.
They're having a great season, though.
Yeah, they're having a great season, no question. Warriors and Kings scheduled to tip coming up at the top of the hour. And let's get to the ice. As the you mentioned, the Minnesota Wild, right now they trail the New York Rangers 1-0. That game at the X. Of course, the Wild are going to trail because they're playing at the X. If they were playing in the Garden, it would be a different situation. But right now,
we talked about them with Jesse Pierce earlier this week.
Yeah, it's a bugaboo. Yeah. It's a bugaboo playing at home. The Flyers and the Lightning, they're in a shootout tied at 3. Devils over the Oilers 3-2. 8 minutes left to go in the third period there. Panthers over the Leafs 3-2. Senators doubled up the Bruins 6-3. 5-3. Penguins over the Blues. Las Vegas Golden Knights shut out Columbus 4-0. Capitals and Kings, Blackhawks and Sharks. Those games going to drop the puck in about 12 minutes.
All right. Great job, as always, Christopher Tubbs with the scoreboard. We'll take our final break. Come back. Final segment of The Lake Show is next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One of my favorites, I got to give her a little bit of grief here as we close out the show, is Karen from Northeast. Karen was going to call back in. She wanted to chime in about some twin stuff. She didn't call back in. What's up with that?
She called at the end of the Bobby Nightingale interview.
No, I get that.
And then you know, she texted in. I'm like, yeah, call at 8:05. She said that she called, but the phone.
Did she?
I didn't. You know, she said it. Right. I mean, I'm looking right at it because.
So blame you then.
I mean, you can blame me, but I don't think this is my fault.
Are you blaming Karen? Are you calling Karen a liar?
I'm not calling anybody.
It sounds like you're calling Karen a liar.
You know what? Yeah, I'll call her a liar.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm kidding. I won't call her a liar.
Well, you just did.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trumping the tariff with Karen.
Well, how would you dare do that to Karen?
I know.
Don't treat my girl like that.
I'm not treating her like anything, but you got to call a spade a spade.
She said she was going to call in, and if she says on the text line that she called in, then damn it, she called in. I believe her. I believe her over you.
I didn't say, well, you're probably right to do that. Well, wait a minute. You're the one that's got the I'm lying. I might be lying. I'm probably lying. Yeah. I'm looking at it right now because the way that I sit, I'm looking over towards you, and I've got my...
Yeah, but she's not calling in right now.
No, but I've got my eyes on the phone, and if I see the phone's ringing...
There's a lot of times you miss calls, just to be honest.
Yeah.
And I'll alert you to somebody's calling.
Well, why didn't you alert me then?
No, I'm saying I didn't see it then.
See? Well, maybe it didn't happen.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, maybe it didn't happen.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
You know, I'm also doing other things.
No, you do a lot. I get it. I won't knock that. What are you doing tonight after the show?
I'm going to go home, and I'm going to have the rest of my Jam and Jeff ice cream, because I let my daughter and my wife have the first dibs at it and what they didn't want.
The Jam and Jeff's?
Yeah, the Cullen's ice cream.
Oh, Cullen's ice cream. Yeah.
From Jam and Jeff.
Oh, it was outstanding.
Oh, it was really good.
Outstanding. Really good.
Yes. So
definitely got to go there.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
And where is it located again? I don't even know. I can't remember. It was good, though, dude. Like, that was... Now you're going to make me Google search Cullen's ice cream. It was... That was...
It's up in Champlin.
Yes, you're right.
It's up in Stevie T's neck of the woods. Yeah. I think they've got... Well, because they've got Champlin, Coon Rapids, and I think they've got two Champlin locations, actually. If I'm not
so
mistaken.
So good.
It was really
good. One thing I didn't know, though, because we're giving them props.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it says on their website?
What?
Authentic Wisconsin and homemade. So I like the Sconnies now? What's going on here?
That's how they get you. You didn't read the fine print, did you? Well, Wisconsin's
Shout out to Jeff, though. It was awesome.
Wisconsin got good dairy, though. I mean, come on. Let's be honest.
I'm not going to hate.
Wisconsin's got good dairy.
I'm not going to hate on anything that's good. It's legit.
It's really legit.
52 flavors? Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
they got two Champlain locations and a Coon Rapids location.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Now I'm gonna look. Ooh, they got popcorn too.
Oh. I'm looking at popcorn and roasted nuts.
Popcorn and roasted nuts.
Sodas and candy. They're doing good.
Oh man, they got like dill, Cullen's mix.
It's not exactly Henry by the Lake, but you know.
See, this popcorn looks awesome too. Like I'm a popcorn geek. Like that's
Are
my
you really?
Thing. Oh yeah.
Do you ever go down to Candyland?
I've gone to Candyland. I kind of like making my own. I'm a
dude. Candyland's popcorn is awesome.
It's good. I would. I've kind of got.
You, don't you dare.
No, I'm not. I'm not slandering it. I'm saying I prefer my own fresh popcorn. But I'm gonna have to try this. The ranch and the dill. Like I'm all about that. I'm all about that popcorn life.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't know that popcorn was your thing like
oh,
that.
Popcorn is my jam.
Really?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes.
My favorite sweet treat is ice cream, and everybody knows that. It's not even close. Not even close. So yours is?
Mine's popcorn.
Popcorn.
Because you can put, like, the specialty seasonings on there, and you make it fresh in your own popper. And my kid likes microwave popcorn. Yeah. She can have that.
Oh, Mr. Fancy.
Damn right I'm fancy.
Microwave popcorn is beneath me.
It is. Oh, microwave popcorn is beneath me.
You snob.
You give me the fresh stuff or I ain't having it. I got standards, Lake.
I got standards, too. My standard is I'm just going to shut up right now. And we're done here. We will follow the Twins spring training baseball tomorrow night right here on The Good Neighbor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.